My name is Christy Lee Horswood, and we are standing or sitting on the lands of the Yuggera and Turrbal. I'd like to acknowledge that the sovereignty over these lands and waters was never ceded.
Shane Sugru, I'm Irish, I suppose raised Catholic.
I was born in North Queensland, and I was removed at the time of my birth from my biological mother and put into an orphanage by the Salvation Army, and then adopted into a white settler family. So as a process of reclaiming my identity and my place in Aboriginal society, I've been adopted by the Gamilaroi tribe of the Gomeroi Nation.
My name is Lan, and my surname is Kelly, and my religion is Buddhism. I'm from Vietnam, Saigon, Ho Chi Minh City.
I'm Anna Harriet. My cultural background and religious background are interconnected. I came from very conservative country people in southern New South Wales. We were Church of England. And these days I don't have a practice.
My name is Michelle Lee Hook, with an E, otherwise it's not me. I am a Walpri Jaru woman and proud, a proud one indeed. However, I am a result of the stolen generations, so we've been removed from our ancestral lands for over 93 years. I was born and bred in Yorta Yorta country. I am of the Dreaming.
My name is Naveen. I grew up in Qatar to parents from an Indian background, and religiously my family have been Christians for a very long time.
There's usually a bit of a flurry of activity because traditionally there'll be a funeral within 3 days. In that 3 days there's a sort of a process, I guess, but then there'll be a wake, which could be anything from one night to, you know, two or three nights, I suppose. And the wake is basically a chance for people to come and directly say their goodbyes. Usually it'll be with an open casket. It's called a wake, I guess, because everybody stays awake. Everybody sits up all night, mostly telling stories about the person. Yeah, often funny stories about the person. There's a lot of drinking, singing songs, that kind of thing.
Normally, like the funeral, because when the body pass away and they put to the coffin and a lot of tea, you know, dry tea, a lot of bag of tea, nearly could be 10 kilo of tea all around in the coffin, you know. So the smell of the incense, the smell of fresh flour, that's the two things. And they, yeah, quite nice.
I kind of sang my husband as he died. So I just held his hands and started singing, you know, it just happened, really. So I just sang to him until he died and held his heart as it stopped.
It was a member of the embassy who passed on. We got together a Māori flag. We signed it all, including all of the mob that would have known this brother, and presented that flag to the family for it to be buried with the brother. So his culture was represented by the embassy. We felt it was very important to be representative of the embassy and of culture there in that instance. And the way we did that was painted up with ochre and with clapsticks, so that when the body of our brother was presented and his spirit was no longer there, just to ensure that it did go to the place that it was supposed to go, so that it didn't linger, so that it didn't get attached, you know, to anything that was going on, we sounded the clapsticks for the time that our brother showed up at the funeral home until he was presented for service. So there was a duality here, a cultural duality that needed to be acknowledged.
With my husband when he died, you know, I'd I got some warm water and washed him and oiled him. And these moments of, you know, birth and death and, you know, and all these transitions are spiritual doorways, you know, it's like portals, you know.
The body is transferred to a wooden coffin and it's slowly lowered into the pit. Everybody takes a little bit of earth, a bit of the soil, and pours it down onto that body. And once that's done, they close the coffin.
If you take away the confines, like all of the walls, including the coffin, the church, the this, the that, the chairs, the what have you, all of the comforts, then it would simply be a procession of a community committed to committing that person back to where they began in life. Because, again, one of the underlying cultural principles is that we are the land. It's not a separate thing. We don't own it. It actually owns us. It decides whether we're okay or not, depending on how it's doing.